cannot be saved. Follow me.
Welcome to The Ugly Radio on the Podmoth Network, a lo-fi sci-fi audio theater anthology series made for late nights and strong drinks. Join us monthly as we broadcast a pirate signal across time and space, featuring stories, songs, and frequencies from a rotating list of voice actors, writers, storytellers, and musicians. If you're looking for high-quality science fiction, skin-crawling horror, and other genre fiction, listen to The Ugly Radio on the Podmoth Network, now available wherever you get your podcasts. The Ugly Radio. See you in the void.
Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
The following podcast discusses adult situations and gets very sweary. Sensitive ears beware.
You know what? Fuck my whole life.
You're listening to Fuck My Whole Life, brought to you by Fuck My Work Life, a podcast within a podcast where we venture outside of the workplace to bring you stories of mishaps and shenanigans from all aspects of life. Because if we can't laugh at ourselves, what are we even doing?
Welcome back to the Fuck My Whole Life podcast.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like it's more like we fucked your whole podcast.
No way. These are the best ones.
Never.
These are the best ones.
It's already runt.
It's runt.
We just runt it.
Runt it right from the get-go.
Runt.
It's runt.
Oh, God help us. Why don't we just... fall right into this when we get on with y'all. I don't know what happens.
We're not getting on.
Sorry.
Oh, look at, oh, now you're speaking Brit.
Sorry.
It's not what we do.
No.
Should we mute them and then bring ourselves in, or
no?
You're gonna get us to think, shut up.
Yeah.
To
mute you think us. They'll stay quiet long enough.
You already brought us in.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Fuck My Whole Life podcast, take two.
Okay.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
We are here. Oh, I'm Jay.
I'm Kay.
And we are here with the fabulous ladies from Sugar Coated Murder.
That is right.
That term loosely.
Fabulous ladies.
I was like, what do you mean? Fabulous? What do you mean? No, oh, ladies.
I'm not sure we're being ladies tonight.
Well, hi, Karen and Anne.
Hi. Hi, Jay and Kay.
We're going to pretend like we haven't just been talking for the past 10 minutes.
Well, have we been talking or laughing?
I mean, mostly laughing. Yes.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Good.
Good to have you guys back. We missed you. It's good to see your faces.
Really?
Yes. Of course.
Are you sure?
Oh, God. I just felt my whole.
Are you like, what's the word?
I don't know either.
don't pull me into this.
Son of a bitch.
Don't pull Merriam-Webster into this. You got to find your own words.
Never mind. Forget I said anything. I can't even think of the word. Sorry, I've had a rough afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, we're so sorry to hear.
Happy Friday.
How can we help?
Yeah.
You want to jump into your real quick fuck my whole life story?
Let Jay tell his sob story. Let's hear.
So I was sitting at work today and I looked down on my phone and I had five text messages. And I was like, oh shit. Open my phone and someone had hacked my bank account and basically drained my account.
No.
Yeah. They didn't hack my bank account. They hacked my Venmo.
Which is basically the same thing.
Yeah. And just charge. And I was left with $1 in my account. Like $1.50 in my account. And I was like, fuck. I got the messages like 6 minutes, because my bank account messages, I have it set to where if anything over a penny goes through my account, it text messages me.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I saw it and it was like 6 minutes past, but I have that silenced. So I called the bank account and they're basically like, well, they verified it was me and they asked me a bunch of stupid questions. Like, has anybody had your, it was like TSA at the airport. Has anybody had your luggage? Have you given your luggage to anyone to hold? Have you been handing out your debit card to
everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, you know, we can't stop the charges from going through, but you know, it's good you called us. It takes 10 days for us to do the investigation.
Right.
And put the money back in your account.
You get your phone right this minute and send him the money that he needs.
Yeah.
We will put a link to our
What are you gonna do? Put it in my account that has been compromised?
I know.
so they can fucking charge it again.
Because they're gonna spend it if you don't get it.
We got you.
So were they just sending like their grandma money or were they making purchases?
They were testing my card to see how many charges it could take.
Dang. How low can you go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like over $300.
Dang.
And then I'm guessing they tried again. I don't think they tried again, though, because I would have gotten a denied charge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, well, message.
They turned that number off. You're not going to get any more texts. Because the bank shut it down.
Well, no, I mean, like there was the text messages that they ran all this through my account.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had like $1.50 left in my account.
And they're like, this one doesn't work anymore.
I didn't get another message that
said denied. Yeah.
That like there was a denied charge.
But also fuck their life because they hacked someone that only had $300 in their bank account.
Welcome to living in California.
God damn. Yeah.
Way to stick it to the man, Jay.
Yeah, good job.
I know that shit's not funny, but
I'm
whatever.
Sorry. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you make your fucking jokes, okay?
Well, this was just your dummy account, right? The real account.
Oh, yeah, the real one. Shit, I got millions in that motherfucker.
And because it's in the Deutsche Bank.
We have offshore accounts.
Yeah, it's Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
That's right, bitches.
But this is like a great reason for married couples to have separate bank accounts.
I agree.
We would have been fucked.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff did they buy?
It
was all DoorDash. It was all DoorDash. They hacked my Venmo account. I guess they tested my card on Venmo with DoorDash because it was all Venmo DoorDash.
So do you think they actually order food?
No.
Because I was going to say, can't they just be like, where was this order sent to? That's who hacked your card.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. Like, is this someone from DoorDash? Is it someone from DoorDash that is... Because usually when they test your account like that, they're sitting in front of a machine and they're punching it in, seeing if it goes through, testing it at a different amount, seeing if it goes through.
Do you know what? Fuck those people. Get a real job like the fucking rest of us.
Exactly. And if you're that smart, use it for something good and protect our country from all the hackers.
Right?
Or after you test my account and then it doesn't work anymore, come to my front door and ask me why I don't have that much money in my account so I can put fucking holes in you.
That's right. There you go. There's that Louisiana.
I mean, so I can sit you down and talk to you.
Tell you about
your life.
About and, how it's bad to steal. And
yeah.
And how my kittens are not going to eat this weekend because you stole their money.
You look those cats in the eye and you
that's
tell
right.
them.
That's
you're
right.
the reason they can't them. Eat.
I need my vittles.
You took the fancy feast right out of their mouths.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, when it first happened, I was at my desk. You know, we sit pretty close to other people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, these motherfuckers. And
the people everyone's
me,
like,
who? People around me were like looking at me. And I was like, these fucking motherfuckers. Like, and I like grunted, grabbed my phone, walked outside and called the bank. Like, hey, these are fraudulent charges.
Down.
Like, shut it down. And I'm going to get the money back.
And no. Why wouldn't your bank front you that money until the investigation is over? That's
we have a very small bank.
We have a credit union.
It's a very small credit union.
That's why,
Even though they hacked my Venmo account, it came from my debit card number.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can't deny those charges because they've gone through. They don't know if I'm full of shit. Ordering
all
five different things of food, you know, and this was like
was
90 bucks, 80 bucks.
Did you see what kind
dollars.
Of food they were eating or
no.
ordering?
No, no, it just says Venmo DoorDash.
Nah, boo.
Oh, see, I think that was a dash. Them damn dashers. Them damn dashers did it.
Those dashers, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you did get DoorDash recently, right?
I did.
Did you pay with Venmo, though?
No, I didn't pay with Venmo.
Someone had someone hacked your Venmo.
Did you tip them?
Yeah. Every time I DoorDash, the highest tip possible is what I pick.
Well, braggart. Way to make the rest of us look cheap.
Well, you don't want them eating your food or opening up the bag and spitting
it. And that's the whole thing is like if they give me a choice of tip $7 and I tip $5, I don't want someone going
pissing in your food.
Yeah.
We just we don't order DoorDash a lot.
We don't.
It creeps me out.
We don't.
It's weird, isn't it? It's like asking the guy down the street to run pick up your pizza.
Yeah.
And you know, like just walking down the street and you just pull over and say, hey, I don't have time to get my pizza. Can you go get my pizza for me? And you don't really know him.
Mm-hmm. I don't even have
There's
Kitty. Ghost. Oh, say hi, Ghost. Show
Ghost
me your pretty
is
face.
Not invisible.
No. Show me your pretty face.
Can we see ghosts?
We can see ghosts.
We can see ghosts.
This is my handsome boy.
Handsome little cat.
Is he not? You're not gonna get your vittles this weekend, buddy.
Oh, yeah, sorry, honey. You're gonna starve.
Money's on the way. Your
check's in the mail.
Aunt Sugar's sending that money right now.
Right now. Right, look at me sending it right now.
Yes.
We won't starve.
Check is in the mail. It will be there any day now.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, he won't starve. He knows daddy just got a deep freezer and there's filet mignon and
that we didn't buy, FYI.
Yeah. No, the freezer came with the filet mignon.
The freezer came with meat.
Yeah. Really? One of my neighbors moved and he was like, dude, do you want
That sounds a lot. Are you sure it's like freezer? USDA meat or it's not human?
Kitty cat?
Are you missing one of your other neighbors by chance? Or was that neighbor down a spouse when they sold you?
Sorry, I'm down a spouse. You want to buy a deep freezer?
I'm down a spouse. Want to buy a freezer? It's got free meat right in
there. No, they moved to Illinois and he was like, dude, do you want my freezer?
Full of human?
The deep freezer, and I was like, "Yeah."
How big is it? How big of a body will
it fit? It's probably like, no, it's not enough for a body.
If you cut it up, you could fit a body.
No, you couldn't.
I feel like, I mean, it came with meats. Is there a rump roast in there? What do you think that is? It's a butt cheek.
Did it come with the meat?
Look, these people were hippies. Okay,
hippies don't murder.
I'm not saying they don't murder, but they only buy their meat. They only bought their meat from like local farms around here. They didn't go to the grocery store and buy meat.
They went to the
animal
local
farm, the
they
body
went
farm,
to the local serial killer, and bought the meat.
He's like, no, it's good meat. It's not human.
Don't make fun of my meat. Oh,
what did you do?
I should not have said, don't make make fun of my meat.
That's you dirty bird.
It, it brings back memories from high school when you make fun of my meat.
Well, we talked about making fun of boys' meat.
I know, it's a bad habit. I'm sorry. I gotta stop.
There's
anyway.
What did y'all want us to say?
They're gonna have a hell of an edit time on this. They're like, well, we're chopping this 30 minutes out.
Nah, it's all going in.
No, we need you to chop it out.
Oh, wait, it's Jay. I'm having a bad day.
Jay, you're having a bad day. You're taking one down.
Okay, let's
turn your frown around.
I'm going to edit that one out.
Jesus fucking Christ. No. Yeah, it was just like the afternoon. I was so excited because it was Friday and I was getting off work, and it was seriously like 45 minutes before I got off work. And I was just like, fuck.
My whole life.
Fuck me naked.
Well, I would assume that's what happens.
That's usually the best way to go about that.
Anyway, yeah, so it was kind of a shitty afternoon. Yeah, but
fuck your whole life.
You know, I went to the store. I got some beer. Mm. And
now it's better.
Yeah, I think as soon as I got in the car with the beer, I was like, I'll be all right.
Yeah. It just sucks. It's just such a violating feeling.
It is a violation of your privacy, of your humanity, of your dignity, of your sexuality.
That is one thing.
That peanut butter whiskey is pretty good.
That is one thing that still kind of irks me is like when I was on the phone with the lady from the bank, I was like, you know, these charges are pending. She was like, yeah, we can't stop them from going through. And I was like, what investigation are you really going to fucking do? Within 10 minutes, you had four almost $100 charges to fucking DoorDash. You right. think I'm doing this because I want free food? Get the fuck out of here. It really made me question, like, what bank am I banking with?
They always have to do that, though.
Because at Chase, like, I would dispute charges with Chase and they'd put the money back in the account. Yeah, I don't want to go back to Chase because we went to this credit union for a reason, but I was still like, it's not like I noticed days later.
Right.
That these charges have gone through, like they're pending. They haven't even gone. It shows me that my account balance is still this much money. So these charges are pending. Can you just deny those charges before they go through? And they're like, no, we can't do that. It takes 10 days for it to go through. And then I got hung up on accident. So I called back and I got a different girl and she was like, well, you know, luckily you caught them before they went through. So the money might just go back in your account. They might be denied. And then, and then I was like, well, do you fucking people even know what you're doing? Because
no, because everybody's telling you something different.
Yeah. Like that's all automated. I don't think they have any way to,
but they should, a red button that says, no,
power.
No.
Yeah.
This charge, no. This charge, no.
Did you change your Venmo password?
No, I have to go on Venmo. I'm not changing anything on Venmo. It's getting fucking canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
Venmo is getting completely canceled. I went. So
hey, anyone with Venmo, go check your bank account right now. Just be on the safe side.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever made a purchase with my Venmo. We just get money in with our Venmo.
I just send friends money.
I want to be your friend.
Do you need my Venmo, Kay?
Okay, I'll be your friend.
Give me your name. I'll just send you money.
Seems like you've got some to spare, even though Jay has none.
Jay,
I'm sorry.
Oh, look at the sad face.
I'm just going to get drunk. I mean, you guys talk about whatever you want.
What a great idea.
Cheers, everybody. Ooh. We drink because life sucks.
Yeah, that's right. Amen to that.
So I guess on that note, what are you guys drinking?
Well, I'm drinking Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, and I'm almost done with it.
You need a refill. Yeah.
I'm doing that in the mirror. I'm looking at myself just saying, hey, and I'm like, hold on a minute.
You know what's really good? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ann.
Well, go ahead. What's you good? First.
I was just going to say the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey with a little bit of oat milk is really good.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Kind of white Russian-y, sort of.
A right Russian. A right Russian. Not a left one, but a right one.
How about you, Anne? What you got?
Oh, I'm drinking the S'mores, limited edition S'mores Bailey's. Ooh. So it's like a little chocolatey, graham crackery type of Bailey's, and it's right in my coffee. And y'all, I am not drinking decaf.
Ooh, girl.
You're going to be up all night.
You are also not sleeping tonight.
Yeah, we're going to record for hours.
I'm going to kill that. I'm going to be just fine.
She's going to take a pill. You've heard of there's an app for that. For Anne, there's a pill for that.
There's a pill for that.
Yes. Wait, what do you got, Jay?
Well. I reckon y'all can pretty much guess what old Jay's drinking tonight.
I think you're drinking crawfish tail vodka.
I got me one of the goddamn truest sums of bitches you ever held in your hand. Red Rotten Mountains. I mean, some of a bitch.
Is it a silver bullet?
It's a Colorado Kool-Aid Coors Latte. Better known as Coors Light. Yeah, I'm drinking coffee too. Coors Latte. I tell you what. That son of a bitch right there, man. I tell you what, man.
Makes you happy.
Drinking that fancy beer.
It's makes so me want to go mud dog it in a truck or something. I'm going to go ride a four-wheeler or some shit.
Natty Light.
I know, Natty Light.
For your $1.50.
Oh, yeah, Natty Light will make you want to beat your wife.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what.
Make her beat you back.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, this is fine.
Yeah, she can hit back.
You don't start none, it won't be none. That's what I'm saying.
What are you drinking, Kay?
Yeah, Kay.
Oh, I don't want to follow that. I'm just drinking a gin drink. Oh,
gin,
cranberry, lemon juice, and elderflower liqueur. I'm fancy.
You're such a hippie.
I know, right? I'm like a goth hippie.
Kumbaya,
y'all.
Yeah, namaste.
Yeah.
I got my elder flower.
Look, there are souls on my cup.
Souls on my cup.
A little. No, it's actually a Grim Reaper. Look,
they're so cute. I love that. Yeah.
It's all puppy dogs and unicorns.
It is, and Grim Reapers.
Grim Reapers.
They're cute, Grim Reaper.
They're very cute. Very cute. That's very hippie of you.
I know.
We're going to call you Flower.
Oh, you can call me Flower if you want.
We're putting you in our book.
We're going to just press your sweet little face.
All right. What's happening?
We're playing hopscotch. You go first.
I don't got nothing. You guys got some fuck my whole life stories, yeah?
Well, yeah, we were talking about it today. We have so many.
Yeah, it's hard to choose from them.
Yeah.
So, the one I settled on, well, I guess it's like a time period in my life where my center of gravity wasn't exactly right. It was before I got my boobs done.
So, like, bigger or smaller?
I got them smaller because they're okay. Real big. Like, okay. Real big. Like, yeah. I fell down a lot.
Face first.
First time it happened,
they were goddamn torpedoes.
He just toppled right over all the time. Standing at church and suddenly Anne's done toppled on top of the next thing.
knocking down pews left and right.
Reacted to me falling, I knew I had to do something to take care of myself because him were going to help me.
No, we're not good.
First time I was pregnant, and I took my niece and my little cousin, and we went to paint your own pottery. And they were sweet little girls. They were like maybe 8 or 9.
I think
they were painting their pottery, and I said, "Oh, I don't feel so good." I said, "I'm gonna put my head down for a minute," and they kept painting their pottery. And the next thing you know, I fell out of my chair onto the floor like a damn elephant. I hit my head so hard on the floor, I got rug burn on my forehead, on my nose, and my chin.
Holy
and
shit.
This girl's never stopped painting her pottery.
Well, you're embarrassing them.
Nobody said, "Are you all right? Is everything okay?" Nobody in the store came running over saying, "Oh my word, what happened to you?"
They thought you were doing some kind of a ritual.
I just damn passed out. So I got myself together, and a woman did come over and say, "Would you like to sit in the back room for a minute while you regain your composure?" Like I had some sort of a fit and run myself for the damn phone.
You're embarrassing everyone. Can you go into the back?
Sit in the broom closet until you get yourself together.
My mama came and joined us, and when she looked at me, she's like, "What the hell happened to you?" It's like, "Well, I passed out." And those girls were just painting their pottery. They didn't see anything. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want to embarrass you.
A couple of years later, we were at a putt-putt golf place. And somehow my center of gravity just wasn't right. It just didn't. It just my boobs, I guess, got in the way. And all of a sudden, I was on the ground. I just fell.
It was in slow motion. It was so bad. It looked like she was trying to do some kind of a line dance, like her feet were crossing each other, and she just was listing to one side like a sailboat. And then
like
all of a sudden.
Like her boobs were doing a line dance.
I think what happened was the added weight of that one little putt-putt golf club was all it took to tip her ass over again. And she's trying to dance through it like that. I'm not falling. I'm dancing.
I'm doing the jig.
Just walk past.
We're going to play through, ma'am.
Gosh, nobody stopped and said, "Can I help you up? Are you all right? Are you feeling okay?" Nothing.
I couldn't help it. I had to keep moving because I was laughing, and I don't want you to get mad at me.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was like, "Keep it moving. We'll just play through. And she'll catch up."
A couple of years later, I was digging around. I think I was at my sister's house.
Yes.
And I was digging around in the closet trying to get something. And I damn fell in the closet.
Face
first. In a box in the closet. Could not get out. And I've been yelling for somebody to
help! Help!
And here's the thing. It was like this. Because she was in a box. And her feet were up in the air.
In the air.
We had to like crank her down like a fulcrum to get her out of that box.
And that was after the 35 minutes it took for them to regain their composure and get off the floor before they would even come and help me.
Oh, yeah.
And I think y'all only did it because my son said we really ought to help her.
He went upstairs to check on you, and he came downstairs and said, "My mom is stuck in a box. We need to help her." So we all went and we were like, "What?" And there she was.
And then I made the decision, I'm going to get my boobs done.
And she has not. She hadn't taken a taco since then.
No problem since.
No, I have not.
That's the problem. Yeah, good for you, Sugar. Good for taking your control of your life.
It was a rough go.
And a couple times she said, "Well, fuck my life."
Yes. Sure, I was in a box upside down when I said it.
Yeah, it's alive.
How tall are you?
Yup, I can't hear. There's some kind of ruckus going on up there, and I can't hear my television.
Yeah, so that's my story.
That's it.
If you find yourself falling a lot, toppling, think about getting some.
If you get rug burn on your face a lot, you know, it's time for a boobie reduction.
Get them boobs cut down.
Yeah, just cut them right off, and then you'll just stop eating grass all the time by mistake.
That's right.
That's called involuntary grazing.
Involuntary grazing, yes.
Mm-hmm. That was rough.
It was a rough go.
That was a rough go.
Yeah.
Rough go.
I got a couple stories, but I'll tell you the most recent story for me. I didn't tell you I was going to tell you the story.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Ooh.
So anyway, you know, we're here on our writing retreat, right? Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
Right,
and right, right.
So we're here for, we came in last night, we leave on Monday, however many, I don't do math publicly, but however many days that adds up to, you can figure it out. So we get here, and last night we came in, we did some writing, we were so proud of ourselves because we actually did writing. The last writing retreat, we did a lot of sleeping and eating, but we never really got a lot of writing done.
There was no drinking.
Bought for us in a bar.
What are you supposed to do when people are buying you shots at a bar?
You can't be ugly to people.
I have to write a book.
Exactly. We're like, we'll take them shots. I think we had four each that night. And then we so bad. And not to mention that we were staying in a haunted hotel room, but that's all a different story.
Ooh.
So we write last night. We're so excited. We're so proud of ourselves. And so we get ready to go to bed. And I have left all of my, now you know I'm old. I've left all of my medication back in the state where I live, and not
she left
state.
Her pills behind.
Mama done left her pills. All of them. All the ones that keep me alive.
Shit.
They're real important.
They're the real important kind, you know, not the voluntary ones, but the involuntary ones.
Yeah. How far away are you from home?
Six and a half hours.
Oh shit. Okay.
Straight through.
So this recording tonight might be the last you ever hear from me. No. And God bless. I love y'all so much. I just want to let you know.
We love you, Karen.
It's been nice knowing y'all. It's been a good run.
Let me tell you
R.I.P.
something. Do not make me go back on the show and tell them that my stupid sister did not pack her pills. And then I had to deal with her damn dead body and her emotional.
I brought the wagon out of your car because now you can get my body out of here.
I'm leaving and your body staying.
Can't you just roll me out to the beach at least?
No, I'm just going to walk out the door.
That's just
in my
rude. Just take me to the beach and roll me in the waves.
Well, then pack your damn pills, Grandma.
Damn.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so I ain't got nary a pill with me. Nary a pill, which is why my face is so red right now because I ain't got no blood pressure medicine. Nothing.
We've got bourbon. We've got Baileys.
Bourbon.
We've got more bourbon.
And we better than pills.
And we had sherry in our dinner
tonight.
We
bought some sherry.
Some dry sherry.
We can cook our mushrooms and sherry tonight.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's how she's coping with her missing medicine.
Well, this is right now.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, this is right now, Jay. This is the most current fuck my whole life. It's more current than yours.
What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
I'm having peanut butter whiskey to celebrate my stupidity.
So I'm cooking up dinner. And I said to her, while I'm cooking dinner, the CVS has gotten two of your prescriptions ready. You ought to go get it because it's only like less than a mile away.
Fuck that shit. I ain't going nowhere. I'm fucking drinking.
Why can't you do that? She said, well, I took one of my special gummies a half hour ago.
Oh, shit.
Whoops.
We'll get them in my heart medicine.
We'll get that in the morning.
Forget about my thyroid medicine.
I am a little hot right now.
Okay, so you're not going to be stuck without pills the whole retreat.
So I have five medicines, okay, that I need. Two of them I can get. But good news, one of them is my heart pill.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then one of them is my fibromyalgia pill, which that's the one that wrecks me. If I don't, oh no, I'm not getting fibromyalgia. I'm getting my thyroid pill, which is good. I need that. I don't have a thyroid. So that medicine's important every day.
And I also take the fibromyalgia pill, but I brought my medication. But
can you share yours with her?
I gave her one that I had extra because I always pack extra.
Okay.
I gave her my extra one last night. She's going to skip tonight and then she'll get another one.
So we're going to
alternate our days on our fibromyalgia pills.
Okay.
So now, God
damn it, Karen.
I've got my heart medicine I'll be able to get that. I'll be able to get my thyroid medicine and I'll be able to get.
And we'll get you some baby aspirin.
I can get my baby aspirin on my own because I am on baby aspirin. Okay. And then there's the cholesterol medicine. I mean, who the hell needs that anyway? Really? It's just so stupid.
The liquor that she's drinking is going to be fine.
No, I don't.
No, I'm saying you also don't take cholesterol.
Yeah, they told me I need cholesterol medication. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, get the out of my face with this shit.
Get away from me. I'm going to eat my double meat stuffed pasta thing that I deep fried.
What's that thing called?
The bullet shell.
Oh, the shotgun shell.
Oh, the smoked shotgun shell?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, so here's the thing. Now you got me going. Now you got me going. Okay.
I'll get my cholesterol soapbox out, honey. I've got a speech I'm going to give.
Fucking A, I do. The goddamn.
That came from my neighbor's freezer. There's no fat in that meat.
That's good, though.
No one's seen his wife in weeks.
He's down a spouse, but that meat sure is good.
We saw his wife. She fucking went. She went in the truck with him to Illinois. But anyway. No. If your cholesterol is in the 400s, yes, you need the medication. If you're in the 2s, 2s to high 2s, low 3s, fuck that shit.
Hey, I'm not even in the 2s and they put me on cholesterol medication.
I beg your pardon. Are you a medical doctor?
Where'd you get your license? School? Did you go to Go College in the Caribbean and get your medical license?
He knows.
Kay, you're so beaten down. I'm sorry.
I have no argument here. I can't do anything about it.
Nope. You sure can't. My cholesterol was just above 2.
All right.
And I have no history of heart disease, no history of heart attacks until
with you?
With my family. In my family. Until they're
your family has a history of high cholesterol.
Oh,
yes. But there is genetically high cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
But the whole reason for statins is to decrease heart disease.
Mm.
My family does not have heart disease.
Mine doesn't either. Guess who it started with?
You.
So I started the trend. We're never
heart.
Yeah, but that's not a trend.
It's going to be a trend now.
That's one person who...
I beg your pardon, but I don't think that's right.
Why?
Grandma had heart disease. Grandma had heart disease and had to have her aortic valve replaced.
She had parts of her heart replaced, but heart disease, as in your heart is thickening
and enlarged.
Your heart's enlarged. That's when they call it.
And this is what the statin industry, this is what statins are supposed to do is decrease the risk of heart disease.
And that's why she put me on cholesterol medicine.
But grandma was on cholesterol. Mama's on cholesterol.
All right, we got cholesterol.
Cholesterol medicine.
As my in-laws would say, we've got cholesterol in our family.
Okay. But let me say this. The medical industry, the amount of money
that
insurance companies, the pharma industry, the amount of money that we spend on just prescription health care
is agree.
is like $4 to $5 trillion a year. And it's almost a trillion.
So what you're saying is I do not need to get my pills refilled. I can live without them for 4 days and just take my chances. Thank you, Jay.
Just your cholesterol pills.
Yes.
Your cholesterol.
Hey, thank you so much. I
sincerely appreciate that.
And keep your damn pills.
Also, listen, if you're going to ignore the cholesterol medication, you need to be cognizant of what you're eating, because that's where the cholesterol comes from. So if if people are going to McDonald's every day and just eating shit all the time, then maybe stay on the cholesterol medication. But if you're eating good foods that aren't so harmful, and you don't have a history of heart disease, and your family doesn't have a history of heart disease, then fuck that shit.
Yes, I feel like just eat more roadkill, we'd have less cholesterol problems. Like, I don't think the opossum has a whole lot of cholesterol in it.
It seems like
it would be a real lean meat.
It might.
And I mean,
they're not pumped through all that shit from those factories.
My neighbor's wife, who's in my deep freezer, she don't have a lot of cholesterol.
Exactly.
But I've been eating that shit, and I'm good.
That's why she died. Yes. She's mean.
Yeah. Well, we did have a very healthy breakfast this morning. We went to our favorite place here in the Outer Banks called Biscuits and Porn.
Yep.
And we got ourselves cheddar biscuits, a biscuit covered with cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With country ham on it.
Those words. Country ham, you know what that means.
Oh, you talk
what
dirty.
What does
you talk dirty?
What makes a ham country?
Ham is basically cured in pure salt.
Yeah,
and okay. Hung up in a smokehouse, it's smoky, but there is enough salt in there that you could probably like maybe 2 or 3 salt shakers full.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
real, real salty.
It's really good. What they make red eye gravy with, thin sliced.
Mm-hmm.
It's so freaking good.
So you're going to put that ham, which has been fried up in
butter.
On your big, ginormous, homemade from scratch biscuit that is covered in cheddar cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my sister likes to have a side of sausage.
I love their sausage. I just love to get a little side of sausage and just hold it in my hand and eat it just like that. And they got the best sausage there. I got to tell you, the seasoning in that sausage is second to none. I've never had the porn sausage is the best. I'm just saying.
Biscuits and Porn does have excellent
sausage.
All right, Karen, you should probably get some cholesterol medication.
Thank you, Jay.
Way to turn on me. Way to turn right on me. Benedict Arnold of the food world over there.
By the time we leave here, our ankles are going to be kinkles.
Oh, I mean, coming from the man that makes his own bacon and sausage and eats pounds of it.
You make your own sausage?
Yeah.
Like you grind it up into that little condom looking thing?
You put it in the condom? Yeah.
Wow.
Do you touch that? You twist it off like a condom?
You know that's intestines. That's like an intestines casing. That's nasty.
That's a pig.
Yeah, it's gross.
So, but okay.
I got to tell you, once you season that that sausage is good. I can't even help it. I just get it wrapped in a paper towel and I just...
If you go to the store and you buy sausage from the store...
I don't.
What the fuck do you think they put that, like, you think that's not in a casing?
But they don't have to touch it.
Or see it.
Or smell it until it's cooked up, and then you just wrap it in a paper towel and take a bite.
Just wrap it in some butter, roll it in some breadcrumbs, and deep fry it. And fucking
get me that sausage.
So yes, we'll be getting the cholesterol medicine tomorrow.
Dag on it.
So that's how things are going with us.
Great.
Things good?
Do you have any more? Fuck my whole work life. My whole life.
Oh,
you got any more?
Oh my God, so many.
Because I know I got like 25.
Well, we could talk for hours.
Oh, yeah. Keep it coming, ladies. Keep it coming.
We'll make like a 4-part series.
I'm thinking speed right now, so we've got plenty of time before she winds down.
Yeah, no, we were talking the other day, and we were like, this could be a 2-part.
Yeah.
So we're at 51 minutes.
We can keep going.
You girls better bring it.
Oh, now the pressure's on.
Oh, wow.
Turn the heat up on, aren't you?
No pressure.
We're just chatting.
Okay. No,
just bring it.
We could talk about the time I wore 2 different shoes.
Yes. While you do that, I'm going to get a little bit more peanut butter whiskey.
Yes. I was a single mom. That's the only thing I could think of what happened. Mm-hmm. I was rushing out the door trying to get us to where we needed to be. I parked my car in a parking deck. I walked 3 blocks to the office. I stopped at Starbucks for a coffee. I went to the office. Everything was happy-dappy. And about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I was at the time a loan officer for a non-bank lender. And I was on the phone working on a closing with one of our attorneys. And I just happened to look down and notice my shoes. And I said, oh, my God. And the attorney was like, are you okay? What's the matter? I said, I'm going to have to call you back. I've worn 2 different shoes to work. I walked down to my friend's office a couple doors down, and I said, sugar, I've worn 2 different shoes to work. I've been to lunch. I went to Starbucks. I've been 3 blocks from the parking deck. Nobody ever said a word to me about my shoes. They weren't just 2 different colors. They were completely different shoes. They weren't even the same heeled shoe.
Oh. Were you just walking? Yeah. Now forward, and
she was already heavy on one side, so you know.
She thought, "Wow, my boobs must have gotten a little bigger because I can barely stay upright."
I didn't even know.
I fell in a goddamn trash can.
She looked like a rabid routine. a rabid raccoon in the middle of the day. You know how they come out the woods and they're like, oh, praise Jesus. And that's what she was doing through the streets of Richmond.
Now that one of the day I accidentally had the ad machine. Oh,
that's
to my
true.
Back.
That's very true. So, she walked that same route to work, but on the back of her very cute cardigan sweater was a full ad machine, like with the tape and everything, just back there, like it was an accessory to her wardrobe.
I had stopped to smell one of the beautiful magnolia blooms. Gorgeous magnolia tree right in the center square downtown Richmond. And my friend walks upon me and she says, what is happening? And I was like, Shelby, you need to slow down and smell how good these things are. I said, but I do feel like I've got something on my back. It's something on my back. And she's rolling. She's like squatting down. She's dropped her bag. She can't stop laughing. There's an ad machine. A whole ad machine is on your back. I look at a bag, and it must have just caught on my sweater. And when I put my bag down, the smell was blue. I didn't realize that the ad machine hung onto my sweater.
What's your problem?
Yeah, that was a rough time.
That was a rough time in your life, Sugar. You had a lot of rough times back then.
Yeah, because I did that one time accidentally. I had just gotten a brand new Volkswagen Beetle red.
We got together on the same day.
Same color.
Both of us. Can you imagine that poor salesman when we were done with him?
He's like, just take them. Just take them.
Fine. What do you got in your wallet? What do you got in your wallet?
We got free Volkswagen ball caps before we left out of there. That's for sure.
Right.
But mine was stick shift, and I did not put the emergency brake on when I backed into my parking spot.
Oh, shit.
And I stopped off to talk to a friend of mine in the parking deck, and she said, is that your car? And I was like, yeah, it's cute, isn't it? She's like, no, is that your car?
It's driving by itself.
I was like, shoot, that is my car. Just as it went, bam, right into a great big old cement.
No.
Like a column, like one of those big columns that you got to turn.
Yeah.
No.
That was a rough day. That did like a lot of damage to my front bumper because the damn thing was plastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We discussed those things were just barely glued together, like with
popsicles. Yeah, yeah.
I bet I haven't even had that car for a week.
No, we haven't made our first payment on it.
No, that's terrible.
That's sad.
We've had those cars for a long time.
There's a lot of bad things that happened in that parking deck to me, though.
Oh, yeah, they're stuck.
Because it wasn't too far after that.
What's a parking deck?
Wait. You know, like a parking deck.
Like a garage, like a parking garage.
Garage.
Yeah, I know, I'm just fucking around.
Oh, okay.
I'm being a dick.
A car park. I mean, come on, play on the playground or something.
A garage.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, it was Valentine's Day. I was in a rush. I got out of my car.
You were in a bad mood.
I was not in the best mood. And it was cold. Probably I was in a bad mood because it was so damn cold. And I get out of my car, and I at the time, the company that makes Runts, the candy Runts, was making heart-shaped Runts. They were red. They were delicious. And I had a little addiction problem to them.
So they tasted like sugar.
To get through my walk from the
parking sugar
from the parking garage to my office, I took a big old handful of them red Runts and shoved them in my mouth because I needed something to suck on the way to the office.
Well, all right, then.
About that time, a friend of mine walks up. She's going to walk with me into the office. I take my coat and I zip it up because I'm mad. And I zip my damn lip up in my coat.
Oh my god, I'm about to piss myself.
So I'm like, oh my god. And I start crawling because I've got all those Runts in my mouth and my friend thinks I'm bleeding to death. It's not blood, it's Runts. She's like, oh my god, I gotta get a towel. And I'm freaking out, like, oh my god, what, my whole lip? Oh my god. My lips filled up like a damn snake had bitten me.
It looked like she had two punch marks and it looked like a snake had
bitten her. You need to write this story out and give it and send it to Melissa McCarthy. Yes. Because I could see her playing this perfectly.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh Lord, it was a rough time. Being a single mom is not easy. Sometimes you're just a little out there.
She's a mess.
Holy shit.
I don't wear coats anymore.
We don't wear any coats anymore.
I mean, look, every guy has had that situation where you start zipping the zipper and something gets caught and you're like, you know?
Yeah, but you're not so mad you get to the top before you realize.
Exactly. You're not so pissed off that you get to the top before, you know, the whole world comes crashing down around you. I have never heard anyone zipping their lip into a fucking jacket. Like, what were you doing? Like, looking at it, like,
big mouth, like my chipmunk, and he's still a red run. Freaking Valentine's Day, and I'm a single mom, damn it, and it's freaking cold.
Could you imagine the girl who was with you? Like, all these chunky red things are coming out of your mouth.
The girl thought she had ruined, like, ripped her mouth open.
She thought it was blood. Because I wasn't going to let the Runts go.
No. I'll let them go.
It wasn't a waste of Runts. It was just the red drool coming out.
Oh, God.
I'm better now.
No scars?
And you don't wear coats.
And you got boobs done.
And you got your boobs done. Life is good.
Perfect.
That's how we slay in life.
That's right.
It's a real good formula.
I got my boobs reduced, and I only wear pullovers.
And I do not eat nuts.
No, stop making them after that.
And that is where we're going to end part one of our discussion with Karen and Anne of Sugar-Coated Murder. Tune in next week for part two. They've got more crazy fuck my whole life stories to share. And in the meantime, head on over to Sugar-Coated Murder and check out their episodes. They talk about true crime and just the most
delightful way possible while baking delicious treats. It's totally worth a listen. If you haven't listened to Sugar Coated Murder already, go do that now. And again, tune in next week for part two. Thank you for listening to the Fuck My Whole Life podcast. If you have a story to share, send it our way to fmwlpod@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 310-818-3273. For more fun content, check out our socials at fmwlpod and join our Discord community to chat with us and your fellow fuckers. All links can be found in the show notes. Until next time, bye fuckers.